What I'd like to do is look at St. Bridget of Sweden. Hello, everyone, and welcome to day 5 of the Novena to Our Lady of Sorrows, where we talk about the fourth sorrow of Mary. We'd like to introduce to you also the newest member of the Yuzinski family.
This is Catherine.
And my name is Ken Yuzinski, and this is...
Janelle Yuzinski.
Our kids are upstairs, and we needed to look after her, so I hope you're not distracted by her. Today, we are talking about Our Lady meeting Jesus on the way of the cross. Now, something that's interesting about this is we can't really go to scripture because we don't have the specific details. We just know that a large crowd followed Jesus. So what we need to do is lean upon the tradition of the church. Before we know that this happened, we have the Stations of the Cross. It's within on the walls of our church. But we don't know the details, right? And so what I'd like to do is look at St. Bridget of Sweden. And the reason why I want to look at her is because St. Alphonsus Liguori looks at her. Who is St. Alphonsus Liguori? He died in the late 1700s. He's a bishop, he founded the Redemptorist, and he's a doctor of the church. So he's a heavyweight saint. When the church elevates somebody to the position or title of doctor, it means that their writings are good and useful for the entire universal church at all times, all places. He's one of them, and there's not many within the church, but he's one of them. And when he speaks about this, about Mary in his book called The Glories of Mary, there's a section on the sufferings of Mary where he quotes extensively from guess who? St. Bridget of Sweden, who lived 300 years earlier. So I'm thinking, well, if St. Bridget of Sweden is good for the doctor of the church, St. Alphonsus Liguori, she must be good enough for us. Mm-hmm. One thing I've noticed that within modern day writers about the spiritual life is they often look, it seems like there's a tendency not to look at the mystics of the church. And I think that's an error. Because if you look at the doctors of the church, particularly St. Alphonsus Liguori, he quotes them extensively. And I feel like we've lost something. And so let's go back. Now, when we read the account from St. Bridget of Sweden, we're not saying this happened exactly the way St. Bridget did, but St. Bridget has the ST dot at the beginning of her name. She got some stuff right. Had she said things that were heretical, she would have never become a saint. So we can hold this within the realm of possibility, but we're not bound by Catholics to believe in personal, private revelation of the saints. But I think it can be very useful for us in our growth of holiness. So with all that being said, this is what Our Lady said to St. Bridget regarding meeting Jesus on the way of the cross.
Then my son put his clothes back on, and I saw that the place where he had been standing was filled with blood. By observing my son's footprints, I could see where he had walked because the ground was bloody there as well. They did not even wait for him to get dressed, but pushed and dragged him to make him hurry up. While my son was being led away like a robber, he wiped the blood from his eyes. When he had been sentenced to death, they placed the cross on him so that he could carry it to the place of suffering. When he had carried it for a while, a man came along and took the cross to carry it for him. As my son was going to the place of suffering, some people hit him on the neck, while others hit him in the face. He was so brutally and forcefully beaten that although I did not see who hit him, I heard the sound of the blow clearly. When I reached the place of suffering with him, I saw all the instruments of his death lying there ready. When my son got there, he took off his clothes by himself.
You want to share your thoughts?
I guess I just never really thought about like what Mary had to go through and the suffering of a mother for her child. That's all.
So when you love someone and they suffer, then you suffer with them. And so Our Lady's suffering was really amplified here when she saw our Lord being led away because she loved him. And love unites one to the one they love. And you just know this with the children, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every parent knows that. When their child is suffering, you want to take that suffering and make it your own if it would alleviate their own. This was also a very violent event. There was smells. There was blood. She heard Jesus being hurt, heard him fall. And once you see something, you can't unsee it. And I don't know if you've ever been in a position of life where you saw something that you didn't want to see, and now you got those images in your mind and can't get rid of them. And sometimes what we see is so violent and causes damage within us, and it causes a disorder, PTS, post-traumatic stress disorder. This didn't happen to Mary. She was wounded, but she was not damaged. The reason was she did not suffer from original sin, and so she wasn't prone to the loss of virtue like we are. So if we go through a violent event, sometimes it's painful, but it's also damaging. Not Mary. Her virtue was always intact. So she never saw this violent event, the crucifixion of her Christ, and lost her reason. Oftentimes when we see something that's crazy, people can lose their reason. Mm-hmm. And then they act in a disordered way. Mary had no disorder in her life. She did not have a disordered response when she saw Jesus suffer. But because of this, she also suffered more with him, because she loved him more than any other person in the entire world. And love unites one to who they love. And when they suffer, you take that suffering upon yourself. There's another suffering that happens, and it's almost like a snowball effect. Jesus is suffering, so he has those physical sufferings. Then Mary sees Jesus suffer. So every piercing of his heart, wound, she suffers it interiorly. But then when they meet, Jesus sees his mother suffer because of his suffering. And his suffering increases. And then Mary sees Jesus suffering on her account. And what happens to Mary? Her suffering increases. Because love unites one to what one loves. And so here we have an exchange, it seems, of sufferings that is happening on the way to Calvary.
In preparation for this video, I was watching another video all about the seven sorrows of Our Lady and the corresponding gifts of the Holy Spirit that go with each one of the sufferings. And for today, when Mary meets Jesus on the way of the cross, the gift of the Spirit that comes with that is fortitude. And because it required Mary much strength, great strength, to submit to the will of God and to watch Jesus carry his cross to Calvary.
So please remember that these reflections that we're offering are just not to simply reflect, but to dispose our hearts to grace when we pray. All this talking is lost. The purpose of this is lost unless we pray. So now let's pray the chaplet to Our Lady of Sorrows. And please also share these videos with a world that is in need of Jesus. God bless you.